Somewhere west of Shenyang, a teenager is stopping for dinner, which is why the soybean harvest west of Peoria is not stopping, and a soybean processor is not stopping, and a ship's captain on the west coast is stopping, but just for a while. Somewhere west of Shenyang, a teenager is stopping for dinner, a dinner rich in soy protein. At ADM, we like the idea there'll be no stopping him now. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. At long last, the election is over. It was a knockdown, drag-out fight. I was so proud of how involved the American people were in voting and working for their candidates. It was democracy at its best. And I'm proud of the rural and small-town America especially. Rural America elected George W. Bush. John Kerry, throughout the campaign, struggled to bridge a huge cultural divide. Rural America never did relate to him. Whether it was his windsurfing, his conduct after the Vietnam War, his phony goose-hunting escapade, his support for gay marriages, or his liberal voting record, he just wasn't saleable to rural people. In many respects, his campaign and party seemed to look down on country people and seemed to mock the church-going families, whether rural or urban. While President Bush, also born a blue blood, having graduated from Yale and Harvard, President Bush escaped from the liberal Northeast, and he's never looked back. He's at home on his ranch in Midland, Texas. He likes nothing better than to drive around in a dusty pickup truck with his dog at his side and country music playing. Now, we can relate to that. The National Press Corps didn't like it very much in Midland, but that's their problem. Republicans made huge gains in the Congress also. It's clear that if the Democratic Party wants to be competitive, they need to rethink their image and policy. Bill Clinton was correct in trying to govern more from the center. The nation's voters are center-right, not left. By winning more than half the popular vote, President Bush has what might be called a mandate. He also has a Congress to help him move ahead. Next week, I'll talk about some of the priorities I expect the president to act on. And until then, I am John Block from Washington.